that specific document in your hand, that first page, is the specific endorsement from Travelers. So that's what's in your policy now. It's nothing new. But the next step that we're suggesting is to have that signed based off of the vote that you all would suggest, and then sign that document.
So we'll get it to Mr. Elliott.
Yeah, just speaking as one commissioner, we will go over this and send it to our attorney, and we'll discuss it in depth. And before we do it, have to be agendized. And
yes, absolutely. Just wanted to get that in front of you so you know what we're coming from. So that's one thing we definitely want to make sure that that sovereign immunity is protected. So.
Perfect.
I think that's really all we have for you. Any questions you guys have for us for?
I have no
upcoming for. Anything? You have some questions?
No. It's just the changing in the world. Insurance companies is just. I have different, like in the Florida area, two different families that are dropping the insurance altogether because it has become so outrageous to them that they set aside in their account, and they do this. Mm-hmm. Some people couldn't. I've dealt with people that I would say you just need to save so much to pay, and they'd come back and say I just can't do it. I can't. Yeah. But they set that money aside. They do not care the insurance now, and said unless they had a total. Mm-hmm. Complete wipeout from her, and they're in hurricane, but it has gotten that bad throughout what insurance companies have.
If they will even write it, the price is set. A lot of them are just pulling out of the state of Florida in general. Florida, anywhere on the Gulf Coast, they're just pulling out. They've just had so many losses, they can't charge enough to recover the losses, so they just say we're not going to write it. And they go
Louisiana,
somewhere.
That's below the level.
So that's something we're seeing because we have customers here who have homes there. And same thing. They come to us and say, "What do we do? Who do we go to?" And there's just no one. There's a state pool that will write it. If no one else will write it, you can go to them and they'll write it. But it's like you said, it's you can't afford to buy it.
No. And that's what your county has to evaluate, too. If it got so high, what are the risks? And is it worth, do you put this money here to the insurance, it's gone?
Yeah. Or do you self-insure?
What's your risk?
Some of those things and just take the risk, That's something you guys have to decide.
Well, and some people's money that you're dealing with,
sure,
so
absolutely.
You have to.
Yes, because of what we're seeing in not just Travelers, but in across the world of insurance carriers, we have a couple who have really been very attractive in pricing. Their deductibles are more reasonable than what we're seeing now. We'd like to maybe take the account out for a couple of other options for the end of the year for the renewal, just to see what's out there. Just because we're seeing some significant increases, just to make sure that we kind of do our due diligence here. Travelers has been good to us. I don't have a problem with Travelers. I don't like their deductible structure. A little bit unreasonable. But
they raised it last year. I don't know if you recall.
Pardon?
They raised our deductibles last
year. Yes, I remember.
For Windhail.
But they've got the experience with many counties.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They have, and those counties are still, compared to what they have, what's out there, they've been satisfied.
Very stable. Very good. Like the training is great. I don't have a problem with Travelers. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that if there's another option out there that would be more attractive to the county, that we bring it to you.
Sure.
And so appreciate it.
That's what I would just ask. I guess if we have your blessing to do that, or if you need to.
And when's their policy up?
End of the year, 12/31.
I know if it went by the calendar year or the.
Yeah, it ends at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. When would you need to know that by, Jeff?
We probably need to start within the next 45 days, probably.
Okay.
So not a rush, but we have pretty much everything we would need. We would just need to gather it all together and get it out to the to those carriers.
Put that on for discussion amongst the commission.
Okay. We appreciate that. Anything else for you?
Anything else?
No, we appreciate your time.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate you all.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's all we have on the agenda for down here. We are scheduled to be upstairs. It is 9:37 a.m. We will be in recess.